Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So, here we go. It's the Cop Eye Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to a frustrating fucking episode of the Cop Eye Podcast. I am Jay Pearson. I am joined by, as usual, Mick Moran. I've got Matt Ramirez with me. And I've got the legend from Yanks of the Cop. I've got Holmes. He is with us, mate. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm sorry you joined us under unfortunate circumstances where Liverpool have been fucking shit. Once again, for the second time in the space of a few days. So, pleasure to have you on, buddy.
Thanks for having
Mick,
me on.
I'm going to start with you. Oh, mate, pleasure. Honestly, you're welcome anytime. Mick, I'm just going to start with you, pal. What's your thoughts right now?
Like, bitterly disappointed, because after that West Brom game where we felt that crushing feeling, that felt like a defeat, even though it weren't. We've gone and done it again, in a way. Like there was, like I was texting Matt Jordan the game. Like the passing weren't crisp enough. Like it went, it took up until Thiago came on for like the passing to be like with purpose and an intent. It was too like it was too laboured again, and that's the difference. Like we need to, like understand. Like when you think about it, like we've got no Matip, we've got no Van Dijk, we've got no Gomez, and all of our play comes through centre halves. So yeah, you can kind of understand it, but we've done so well so far. So I don't know what prompted the slight decline in like that play, like that Christmas of pass. It just seems to have gone, and yeah, it's put us what, 3 points clear. Man United have got a game in hand, so they can go level with us after they play, I think it's Villa at home. I don't know when that is, but
Matt, what Mick's just said there is it's a massive opportunity that we've fucking lost the past week, hasn't it? With two games there, you know, drawing against Brighton, Fulham, West Brom and Newcastle, it just isn't good enough, is it?
Nah. How many points clear would we be again? Like, it's shocking. It's the passing. The passing killed it for me today. It was poor touches. And I said it before the pod, before we started. It's players that would usually be 7 out of 10s for us, like your Hendos, your Trents, players that, reliable players that today were just so off the pace. And there was a point where Hendo tried a flick, it failed, and then Curtis Jones immediately after tried a flick, and that failed. Just like, why? Just keep it simple, keep it moving, get the passes right. And yeah, it was just, the basics went out the window today. It was so frustrating.
They did. Holmes, I mean, coming to you now, pal. I thought the lineup was spot on in terms of the ability to beat Newcastle, but it was clear very, very early on that it just felt like the West Brom game, didn't it? Where you think the first 10 minutes, you think, oh, here we go again.
Yeah, like it definitely felt that way, because I felt we had no intensity. We started off the game, you know, we allowed Newcastle to kind of like impose themselves. I thought they were the better team in the first 20 minutes. I thought Wilson, Dunn, Phillips, and you know, probably a better player does better with that chance. And I just thought again, like, I don't know what's happened to our intensity. We're not playing with that intensity. There's no crispness in our pass. There's no We're not pressing. Like, you look at that performance to how we played against Wolves, Leicester, Spurs. There was more hunger. Like, we're more up for it. And I think, I don't know if it's complacency, but sometimes I feel when we go into these small games, we feel that we don't have, we can just relax and the goals will come. I think we did grow into the game as a half we're on, but it's just, yeah, I just don't know. That's 8 points you've dropped to like teams in the bottom half. That's not good enough, you know, like for a team of Liverpool. Last year, we win those games, you know, and I think the injuries does hurt us because of the players we were missing. But then again, I think I wouldn't have started Jones tonight. I was saying Shaqiri starts tonight, or Minamino. Like, Minamino played well against Palace. Now we never see him again. He scored a goal.
Yeah.
So I think we need creativity. And I personally don't feel that when you're playing a low block, unless you're playing a Spurs who are going to counter-attack and leave loads of space, I don't feel Jones, Hendo and Milner work against a low block. It's too slow, too laboured, and none of them are going to shoot from outside the box or try and get in the box and take a shot. So
yeah,
it just didn't work for me.
No, it's true. And Mick Holmes just said then, obviously, there was no one taking them shots from outside the area. And even in the 90th minute, then the 93rd, 92nd, 93rd, 94th, we were still fucking passing it along the back line as if we were 2-0 up and just keeping the ball, weren't we? There was no fucking impetus to get the ball in the box and maybe win a second ball or anything like that. That's what was really fucking pissing me off in the last five minutes.
Yeah, and I know. It's just when you get, it was like the West Brom game, the longer the game goes on, the more you worry that it's just not going to be about our day. And we're so spoiled that we, in recent times, that we just expect that when it gets to over like the 70-minute mark, we'll eventually grab a goal. And when it doesn't happen, it's that more soul-destroying because it doesn't happen. But the likes of, like, Robbo was good tonight, but Trent wasn't himself tonight. So you usually rely on him to, like, when the ball gets passed back to him, you can whip in a boss ball. But more often than not tonight, It didn't go for him, and it was like a few free kicks where he's like hitting first man, and towards the end he's like ushering Robbo over to take corners for him because he doesn't want to take them anymore. Because you can see, like, when you play footy yourself, if it's not going for you, it's not going for you. You want someone to just take over and just like do the stuff you do and like just take a backseat. Mm-hmm. But like, it may be harsh, like just picking on Trent, but he was one of like a few. It was just like what homie said, it was too laboured. It was too predictable. It took us too long to tick over. We weren't turning the screw that when we needed to, like certain moments where you're like, right, go on, play that ball through now and we'll be through, or it just wasn't happening. Or it happened like 2 seconds after you wanted it to happen. And I think, yeah, just so fucking disappointing. Like, so disappointing.
Matt, do you, obviously the talk for weeks has been about our defensive capabilities, and it's always been the question mark of who plays at centre half and all that sort of stuff. But I'm looking at it now as maybe, you know, put the Palace game aside, you could look at that as a one off, if you like, now over the last few weeks, the way the results have gone. Is the driving force, is the going forward, is the forwards the issue now? Because, you know, scraping a result against Spurs, all right, yeah, we battered Palace, but I think that was just like I've just said, off the cuff of it, it looks like a one-off result. Like, are we struggling going forward? Is there something missing?
I don't think that Salah and Mane have looked like Salah and Mane should. I think Bobby's got back into it, but I think as Bobby's got back into it, the other two have sort of dropped off. I don't think Mane's hit their heights at all this season that we expect of him. I think Salah started very well, but he slowly dropped off. I think the emergence of Jota sort of shadowed those facts. We were just buzzing that Jota was scoring and he was getting us out of trouble. But now that we haven't got anyone to rotate with them, in theory, I think you're noticing that maybe these two need a rest, or maybe at least one of them. Mm-hmm. I agree with Holmes. I think Shaq should have played today. I think he's a very technical player, very good in tight spaces, perfect for when you're playing against a low block. And I definitely thought he should have come on a lot sooner.
Yeah, I mean, Matt saying there with the substitutions, this isn't a game of, like, you know, footy manager where sometimes you make a substitution in the last 5 fucking minutes and they can make a difference, isn't it? You're putting on players too late for me, and I do believe that some of our players were brought on late in the day. Like, you know, Thiago comes on, and we're going to cover Thiago a little bit later on. But you're making changes a little bit too late for me. What do you reckon?
Yeah, and I hate to criticize Klopp because obviously, you know, like he's got us to where he is, and he's the world class manager. But he did this again in the West Brom game. I didn't understand why he didn't bring on Shaqiri at all in that West Brom game when we all needed someone to unlock. You know, the last time Shaqiri came on in the West Ham game, he created the chance for Jota to score. So yeah. I don't understand why we bring players on for 4 minutes. Like, what's Shaqiri going to do in 4 minutes? I don't get that. You know, I didn't understand Ginny coming on. We're playing a low block. I love Ginny. Ginny Wijnaldum's good when you're playing against a big team that's going to attack you, when you want to keep possession. But against a low block, Ginny's not, he doesn't play like he does for Holland, where he scores loads of goals. For us, he's programmed differently. So I didn't understand bringing him on. I didn't understand why we didn't bring Ox on. Like, I reckon Ox shoots there instead of when Ginny had that chance. Ox shoots there rather than tries to pass. Like, you know. And I think Klopp's making substitutions too late. And I don't know if it's a medical thing where he's been told that certain players can only play a certain amount of minutes, but it's costing us now because substitutions should have been done on like well earlier, and the game could have been different. Even like Thiago, I think like he should have been brought on well earlier. You know, 20 minutes doesn't give him much chance again to really make an impact in the game. You're asking a lot for him. And he did try, but you ask a lot, like, you know. But he should have been brought on at the 60-minute mark or the 55-minute mark. Because what I don't get with Klopp is when you can see it's not working once half time's over in the first 10 minutes, I don't understand why we wait for another half an hour to make a sub. Yeah. You know, so I don't, you know, I think the subs are wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Mick, when you put aside the stuff that happened during the game, you look at the chances that we had. We had chances, didn't we, to put that game to bed. And, you know, a little bit of luck. The keeper had a stormer, you know, where Ali McCoy's named him man of the match. He was in fantastic form tonight, the keeper. But, you know, some of them chances, mate, you know, an inch either way, and we've got a couple of tap-ins there, haven't we? And it was very frustrating because we did have the chances to put it away.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. When your luck's not with you, it's not with you. Like Salah, that first chance where he's through and the keeper gets a good save, a good hand to it. Fair enough. It's a world class save, to be honest. That's a bit like, and that's why he's got man of the match at the end of the day, because he played so well. And then there's another chance where he's kind of fluffed it, and you just expect. I don't know if it's just me being a broken record coming back to this. We've been spoiled by how good Salah is in front of goal, that we just expect that neck to bulge when he's one-on-one, and he cuts back onto his left foot, bang, bottom corner. We expect that, but it didn't happen today. And he wasn't, Salah hasn't been himself last two games as well, but I don't know if that's just a team thing. Like, I don't think anyone was great today. Like, I agree with Holmes, like saying, like, Thiago's, he's got what, 20 minutes today? It's probably not enough to, like, and let's be honest, in those 20 minutes, he was exceptional. Like those, like the passes he was making, pushing us forward. Wouldn't, like you said, Joe, before we started recording, every header, he's like leaping like a salmon. Wouldn't every header, going for every ball, breaking stuff down, like everything you want from midfield, that he was doing it, and he done it in 20 minutes, and he's probably our best player, to be honest, which says a lot for that game. But yeah, it's the reaction to what we need. So like an Oxlade-Chamberlain, like you've all been saying, like Oxlade-Chamberlain or maybe a Shaqiri. Someone who's got that creativity to unlock a firmly shut door, which was what West Brom was. And I don't know if it's just not learning from mistakes, but it's difficult to blame Klopp when, like, okay, you can blame him, but like he needs to maybe bring on someone maybe a bit sooner. Like,
do you not think we've got to stop Mick though with the Klopp thing, because obviously he's done wonders for the club. Obviously, of course, he has, and no one is going to question. But as a playing a devil's advocate thing here, did he get it wrong tonight?
Yeah.
I think he got it wrong. He got it wrong in terms of, like, right, starting 11, I agree with, because I said that on the pre-match. Starting 11, 100%, because Millian, Curtis Jones, fill the gaps, full-backs flying forward. You want your wingers to be in top form, and Salah maybe wasn't today, but substitutions-wise, You want something a bit sooner. You want to see Thiago. I was like doing Thiago cam myself in my bedroom on my own, watching him like warm up down the side, going, "Oh, there he is, the little sexy bastard. Get him on."
Hang on. You've just said that sentence. You're on your own in the bedroom. What's going on?
Like just about. but you're watching him like warming up, doing like stretches, and you're like, right, he's imminent now. He's definitely coming on next 5 minutes, and he doesn't, and you're like, well. What's coming that's gonna change what the previous 70 minutes hasn't been, which hasn't been much. And it's, I know what you're saying, Jay, like it's, but I find it hard to criticize Klopp because what he's done, and it's difficult. Like,
absolutely.
He's done everything, but certain times tonight, you like even 5 minutes earlier, just bring someone on. Just go, right, fuck it. What's an extra 10 minutes for Thiago, really? If you're going to bring him on for 20, bring him on for 30. Because we need them. He was our best player, and we needed them tonight. So yeah, it's just little things like that where we need that, especially when we're not looking great as a team, like structurally going forward. Like the key cohesion isn't quite there at the minute. You can see that last two games speak for themselves, the results we've got. You need someone who's going to come in and go, right, fuck this. I'm going to get the ball and like whipping it like the balls he was playing. Like, just like, I was nearly up. My clothes were nearly off just for some of them passes, to be fair. But it's like, he was unbelievable. But yeah, it's, yeah, substitutions, yeah, should be maybe a bit quicker. But yeah, apart from that, we need to get better quick. It needs to happen quick because we're getting closed in on most teams around us.
Yeah. Go on, Matt.
I'd go one step further. I mean, half an hour, now I'd have put Thiago on at halftime. Klopp's been very careful with Thiago, and he's always said, we're not going to rush him back. We're only going to bring him back when he's ready. So he came on today because he was ready to play. And knowing Klopp, if he's ready to play, that means he would have been ready to start. And the only reason he didn't start was probably sharpness. But at halftime, you could tell that the midfield was not working. Yeah, they work hard, they're workhorses, yeah, but they're not going to create anything. And they didn't create anything. So yeah, instead of giving Thiago 20 minutes, just give him 25. And Salah, I would have taken him off a lot sooner as well. His numbers speak for themselves, but today he just was not on it. He was just off it completely. And that can happen. So I don't see why you stick with him. Salah works super well counter-attacking with pace, with space to run in behind, and he didn't have that today. So I don't see the insistence to keep him on. And maybe it's just to keep him happy, but we're not 18 points clear this season. We're not in a position that we can keep players happy. We've got to win games, and I would have taken him off a lot sooner.
For who, though?
But yeah.
Who'd you take Salah off for, though? Earlier, Shaq still?
Shaq, yeah, 100%. And today, with the way Newcastle was set up and the skill set that Shaq has, I would have brought Shaq on 100%. And I agree, I wouldn't have put Genie on today either. I mean, Naby Keita would have been perfect, but unfortunately he's injured. But Ox, yeah, Ox would have taken a pop. And I've got no issue with Genie passing the ball when he got placed through on goal. It's just the shocking pass that he produced. It's just,
yeah,
if you're going to give it away, then just try leather it into the net. It's just everything went so wrong today. Yeah,
it did. Go on, Holmes.
That's it. I hate to say it, playing Jota in that meaningless Champions League game looks stupid.
Yeah,
because there's no need for him to play in that game, and now we don't have him. He makes runs that other people don't make runs. Kind of, you know, he's different to other forwards than the runs he makes. So I think we're missing him now badly because he would have been the person to bring on tonight and get a goal.
Yeah, Mick. I mean, it's in terms of a plan B. Currently, with the Liverpool side that we've got, we don't really have a plan B, do we? Because like Jota usually is the plan B, or when Jota starts, we've got a plan B from the bench. We don't have that at the minute. So when Thiago came on, and like you said, if we just, you know, talk about him for a minute, I think with him coming back now, is it time that we sort of relook at the midfield and go, right, okay, so Jones has had a really good run in the squad. We've now come to the part of the season now where he's not had the best a couple of games. We're going into now, you know, the finish line of the season, if you like, where we're on that second half of the season. We're going into 2021 now. Is it a time where, right, Jones now sits out for a good few games and we rejig that midfield, especially with Thiago coming back?
Yeah, definitely, because I've been, like, you know, I've been Curtis Jones' biggest admirer.
Absolutely.
From how good he's been. And like he is still a child, he's got a lot of learning to do. But tonight there was, it's sometimes like Emre Can in a way. It reminds me of that, like where, you know, where he used to take too many touches, and you're like, well, just take one, play it out wide. It's like he'd be sometimes in between Hendo and Trent, and he'd ask for it, and then he'd get it, and then he'd take an extra 3 seconds, then pass it to Trent. It's just that little gaps that we were like. Some players, the positions they were taking up, was trying to help the team, but it kind of didn't help because we were playing that pass when in reality they should be somewhere else. Play that ball straight into a fullback and get four, even 3 seconds earlier, it makes a big difference because we can try and expose those gaps, which there weren't many gaps tonight. But yeah, it's difficult. Like, Thiago's come on tonight. He's definitely got the way we're playing now. You've just got to realize that we're not in the funk at the minute. We're not in a great vein of form. In the last two games, proved that. Yeah. People are coming up against us, and they know that stick nine, 10 men behind the ball, leave one up, hoof it to them. If they've got pace, you've got a chance because we're missing three of our first choice centre half. So you've got a chance either way. Like, Wilson was great tonight, and he was just great at doing the little nitty gritty things like pace, strength, and obviously Phillips has done well. But when he comes up against pace, same as Fabinho, he tends to struggle. So I'd definitely take Curtis Jones out next game. Like, Gene needs to come back in, and Thiago. Like, I think Wade's just said there, Thiago, Hendo, and Gene. It probably the thing is, everything we do is tried and tested. Like, fullbacks bombing forward, we set up a plan to let them roam free, be creative with a creative license. Wingers to do so. Bobby Firmino dropping the hole. And when it doesn't happen, like you say, Jay, plan B. Usually we can kind of mix it up in game and just like make stuff happen, and it's just not quite working at the minute. You can see that the way we're passing the ball, it's not as crisp. It's not the same Liverpool that we know. Obviously, it's difficult because when you think back, like, was it less than 2 weeks ago we battered Palace 7-0, and you're thinking, bloody hell, like, Liverpool are like absolutely smashing it, and you're thinking, can we kind of even if we replicate that 70% tonight, we would have battered Newcastle. But there were so many goal line clearances and like just fumbles in the box. Like, if one of them goes in, we're here talking a completely different story, going like, we've got a 1-0 win, but fuck it, we've got a 1-0 win. And it's just like that bit of luck that we need in front of goal, where we just don't want to keep it turned to Superman when he comes up against us, like Carl Darlow tonight, because he was terrific. But yeah, it's just like West Brom. We've just got to go, right, fuck it, it was shit, next game. That is literally all we can do at the minute. Like switch the team up as best as it can. Like, Klopp's good at doing that, but maybe substitutions needs to come earlier, and I don't know how that works. Like, I think he's better at doing it when we're in good form than he is when we're not. I think he tends to hold off a bit longer when he thinks, right, I'm gonna leave them on there a bit longer, see what happens, and then, like you say, we're home. He said like 70 minutes, like 20 minutes to go. Is it long enough for someone, even though as good as Thiago is, is it long enough for him to make an impact on the game? Probably not, but. Yeah, I just hope that comes with the season, and he kind of learns that when we're not in a great moment, he can change it quicker, and it has a positive impact on the rest of the team when he does so.
Yeah, Holmes, when you look at it now, and you were going into January now, we're still top of the league, and I think, is there a feeling that because last year we were storming the league, we were so far ahead, we knew after beating Leicester on Boxing Day that it was going to happen, and then obviously the United game in early January, that's when we all sort of knew then that was it. Is that in the back of a lot of fans' mind, the fact that we are walking this league, and usually that we did walk the league, and obviously this season it's not really happening. Is that in the back of everybody's mind? Are we sort of thinking, well, it was not like last year. I want it to be like last year.
Well, I think if we had all our players fit, we would have walked it. I think we're the best team in the league. If we had Van Dijk, Gomez, everyone fit, we'd be walking this league. But I think the problem is, we are seeing the fact that, you know, when we're playing low block, normally the passes of Van Dijk and Gomez, the ball's over the top, or even the Matip, bring the ball out. That really helps us, and we're struggling without having that aspect. And also I think Liverpool never do well after long breaks. I don't think this eight-day break helped us. You know, whenever we have like a little mini break, we always play poorly afterwards. And it's been historically under Klopp. Even we used to have those short little winter breaks where he'd take us away somewhere cold, we'd come back and we'd struggle. So I don't think this 8-day break's helped us, and I don't think the fact after we got Southampton we've got a 2-week break before we play United is going to help us either. And I just think, like, because of the injuries we don't have the options to change it and keep things fresh and bring on options, so it's we're having to play people in the red, to be honest. And I think we have to remember, like, Salah, Mane and Bobby have not had a rest properly. Not genuine rest. You know, they played so much football over the last 24 months. Of course, they're going to get tired, you know, not playing at the optimum best. And a lot of players have been playing a lot of minutes. Like Ginny's played loads of minutes. Robert's played every game so far this season. You know, and we don't have Simicus out. We don't have the options. You can mention Man United. They've got so many different options on the bench because they're having injuries. We don't have that. So we have to play our players through the red. And that makes it difficult as well because now we're dropping points. And of course now, this is a crazy season, the way it's going, you know, the condensed season and people picking up points all over the place. It opened the doors for, you know, our rivals, and they're going to be obviously, especially United fans, they're going to be over the moon tonight that we drew tonight, you know, because of their, you know, the situation that they win their game in hand, they go joint points with us. I just think like Klopp needs to sit down with the players and stuff and just say, look, we need to go back to, you know, remember who we are, we're the champions and we can do this, you know, because something needs to happen, because otherwise, I know that confident about Southampton. Southampton are good. They're going to be tough away. I'm not confident about Danny Ings versus Phillips or Williams because he's going to do it for pace, you know, and it's normally a hard place to go to get a win there and we're not playing well. So, I still think we'll win the league. I'm not wavering from that. I still believe that. But I just think it's like we need to regroup. And, you know, I would be tempted to play Hendo at centre-back for Saints and Man United game. Because we're not going to have, you know, because of Thiago's back, I'd be able to play Thiago, Ginny and Jones. Or if Naby's back, one of them. Because I don't trust Williams and Phillips even against Rashford. I think what's going to happen... Remember what happened to Trent a few years back when Rashford destroyed him and Dunham and scored the two goals? That's what happened to Williams or Felix if you play him against Rashford with a pace. So it's crazy, but I'd play Hendo there. You know, I'd rather play Hendo there to have that surety and then knowing that we would, with the three in the midfield, with Thiago there, Jones and Virginia, would keep the ball rather than playing
Interesting. Interesting. I'm not going to get into that until we start. Until we get closer to those games, that'll be another hour's conversation. That'll be really interesting. Matt, when you look at it, 4 points from Newcastle, West Brom, Fulham and Brighton is a good. But on the flip side to it, you know, in the same season, it's 15 points from Chelsea, Spurs, Arsenal, Leicester and Wolves. So you look at the balance of the way the season's gone. And, you know, this is me trying to spin a positive on it where we've had some really good results. But, you know, tough results against some tough opponents. But then these draws have really... It throws it back, doesn't it, to the old Liverpool where we're not beating the teams that are at the bottom of the league, which that's what won us the league last year, you know what I mean? We beat everybody.
I think the only positive at the moment that I can take from it is thank God that we have Alisson, because all of a sudden it's become really stressful to watch Liverpool again, because you know... that without Van Dijk, without Matip, without Gomez, the other team, regardless of who it is going to get at least two or three really good chances.
Yeah.
And if we had Adrian in goal, then we're losing that game.
Don't say his name.
But so thank God for Alisson, because he came up big towards the end, saving from Kieran Clark. That could have gone. We're sat here bummed out at one point. Imagine how bummed out we'd be if we'd lost that. And we could have very easily have lost that.
Yeah.
Because when the front, last season when the front weren't firing, and that was very rare, but when the front weren't firing, you had Virgin and Joey G at the back, and you just knew, all right, we're not going to lose this, we're fine. This year, the front aren't firing. There's a chance that we lose a game. Like, we're not that solid, impenetrable defence anymore. But with Alisson there, it does give you some sort of surety. So that's the positive I'm taking from it.
Yeah, Mick, when you look at it now, you know, just looking at the chances that we had, you got to think that, like you said, Klopp's team selection was there and we agreed on it, that it was good enough to beat Newcastle. It was just a case of just missing chances, didn't we? Because at the end of the day, Salah missed a couple of sitters, didn't he, really? You know, there were some chances there that we should have put away. So, Are we looking at that like where Newcastle had that one, that obviously the chance from Alisson, and it was a great header. You know, were we that bad?
I don't think we...
Again, I'm playing devil's advocate here, boys. Yeah. This is my job. I've got to play devil's advocate.
But it's me being a broken record again, saying we're so used to like just fucking class that when we're not so good, you think we're shit. But we were still all right. It just wasn't the crisp Liverpool that we've come to know and love. Like I said just before, if one of those chances go in where it bounces off Mane's knee and then Shah's there and clears it off the line. If he scores that and then we hold them out for the rest of the game, we win 1-0, no one gives a shit. Like it's the end of the result, the end of the game, and we've drew. And if it's the same as the West Brom game, it feels like a defeat. But it's difficult because when you look at who the players we've lost, like three centre halves who would be starting, you've got Fabinho and Nat Phillips in there. Fabinho saved our asses completely by just like taking to centre half like a duck to water, and we've got so much to be thankful for that he has. If when you look at what we used to play like with Van Dijk and Gomez, we'd pass that Van Dijk would get it, he'd look up, Salah would make a run, it'd be a 60-yard pass and Salah's feet, and then we'd be on the counter attack. Gomez would pick the ball up, or Matip, whoever's next to Van Dijk, they'd pick it up, they'd go on a little mazy run, they'd take on two players, pass it out to Salah and Mane, and then we'd probably score off it. Whereas now the midfield, I've got so much more of an impetus on them to take the game forward. And when your fullbacks, maybe Trent more so than Robbo, when they're not firing, and obviously Trent's been injured, so he's still getting his way back to top form, if you want to say that. Then it's difficult. I don't know. I'm so like torn with everything that you've obviously got to rely on your midfield. Let's be honest, your midfield have got to be good, and Thiago proved that tonight, coming on 20 minutes, doing so well. But we just need to play our world class players into form. Like Trent, like Robbo was good again tonight. I loved his little argy bargy with Fernandez. That I loved all that. Was probably the best moment of the game, to be honest, weren't it? To be honest,
fucking wasted 30 seconds though.
Yeah, but yeah, it's stuff like that where, like, when you look at the league, like if you say United win their game and against Villa, yeah, they're joint level with us. But then if we upturn in form, beat Southampton, and then we welcome United, the little bastards, to Anfield, and we beat them, then it's a whole completely different complexion. Yeah. Like it's horses for courses. Like we could look back at these games at the end of the season when we've got title in our hands and go, oh, it wasn't those two games. And I'll probably watch the pods back and go, look how depressed I fucking was watching like after those two games, but we won the league. It's just stuff like that where we need to just ride the wave. Like it's the old cliche, like we played shit tonight compared to the Liverpool that we know.
Yeah.
But it can only get better, surely. Unless we get more injuries, it can only fucking get better. What are you doing there, Jay? I thought you were...
I dropped my wedding ring.
Oh, it looks like you were giving
I'm very suspicious about...
Okay, you were giving someone a blowy or something.
Well, no, you're in the room next door. Get in here and I will.
Before we go on a massive tangent... What? Can I just say
listen, Matthew, Mick has not got a massive tangent. Go on, sorry, Matthew. Well, the inappropriateness from the old guy.
Something else in this game that wound me up to no end, and I text Mick during it, was a foul on Jordan Henderson. Was a little shove in the back, similar to what Fulham did to Salah, that wasn't given back then, but was given today. And it's just the inconsistencies with refereeing in this league are just winding me up, even when things are going our way. It's just, that's it.
Right, well, when you look at the table now, we've drawn 6 games, which is the most in the league, which, again, is, you know, I go off fucking Arsenal with drawing 12 games and winning the league, so I'm not taking that for anything. But at the end of the day, that's something that needs to change, doesn't it, Holmes, with our away form? Our away form has been piss poor, and that needs to change, and it needs to change at St Mary's.
Yeah, it has. You know, I think we've been lucky for home comforts. But yeah, I mean, our form this year has really been bad. You know, like, I think we've only beaten Palace. We've only played twice away from home this season. I think a lot of them have been draws. I mean, some of them, obviously, like the City and Everton draws, aren't bad results.
You'd set them. Of course you would. Yeah. Chelsea away, great result.
Yeah, but the ones, the lower league teams like the Fulhams, the Brightons, those are really bad draws, you know, where we should be winning. And I think, I don't know what it is, you know, why we're lacking this intensity, why we are look amazing against Palace and then we put in those performances. I don't get it. And I think we weren't terrible today and we should have won today because we had enough chance to win. You know, put it that way. Salah has to be scoring those goals. He should have had 2 goals tonight. Bobby has to score his 1. So we had enough chances. Marnie should have done better with some of his chances. So the chances were there. We weren't just, we were wasteful. And we need a big performance. You know, the Saints, it's going to be like a Champions League final kind of game, you know, now. Because if we draw that, and then Man United go further than us, and then City catch up, they go to a point behind us, we draw it, the pressure is going to be, I think it's going to be, this is going to be the biggest test of Klopp's career. If he can win, turn around and win us the title, with all the, you know, viruses against us, injuries, diversity, if he can win the title, the best title he's won, or, you know, in his career, because, you know, you'd expect Liverpool to not do it with everything that's going against us, you know. But we just need to go back to the basics for me. You know.
You lost for words, mate, like we all are.
The best team. I don't know, somehow. We need to win. I don't care if you have to dive in the penalty box tomorrow weekend, but we need to win.
Yeah, well, if you look at the away format, I think that's 11 points out of 24 available. Which, if you want to retain title, I get what the homie's saying. If we win the league this year, it'll be 3 times as sweeter as last year, purely because of like the whole circumstance with like losing 7-2 to Villa and like all these other draws that would accumulate in the minute. So if we go on to win the title, it'll be that much sweeter, I think. I've just seen Paul Joyce has just tweeted, by the way, as well, that Matt himself for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
not as bad as we thought.
So that puts it, I think that's the 20th of Jan. I think now it's on the 17th. So whether he makes that, I don't know.
He makes Burnley. I don't know. I don't think he makes the United game because that's the 17th. I don't think he makes that. Might be Burnley, could be Spurs away. I don't know. But, you know, we're thinking too far ahead there. Let's just be typical football players and just look at the next game, which is Monday night, and hopefully it's a little bit more positive. Matthew, are you going to feel a little bit better in the morning or are you still going to feel like shit?
Shit. My group is full of United fans, so...
You enjoy that, mate. You enjoy that.
Grumpy Matt to happy Matt. I don't know why.
Mate, my Christmas Eve intro was amazing, all right? Let's not get... Happy Matt is great.
Right, boys. Well, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. The last half, and I feel like it's been a little bit of therapy. I'm not in much of a bad mood as I was half an hour ago. So, Holmes, just want to say, mate, thank you very much for joining us on the show tonight, mate. Everybody that's watching, please check out Yanks of the Cop. Such a cool channel that we've been on, and we've got a great relationship with those guys and doing some really, really cool stuff. So look out for their stuff, and please go over and subscribe to their channel because they are absolutely smashing it week on week. Matt, thank you very much as always. Mick, thank you very much as always. And we will see you next time when we preview the Southampton game when we're in a lot better moods. See you next time. Sports Social Podcast Network.